Seatbelts on, check your mirrors, volume up. The Under Construction Podcast with Aidan Power and Pat Moore starts now. Welcome once again to Under Construction with Chadwicks, with Pat Moore and me, Aidan Power. This is the penultimate episode. That means there's one after this. Is that what that means, Pat?
I think so. This is your gig. I keep telling you, you're the pro. I'm only a sitting.
So this week, we are delving into technology in heating. Would I be right in saying, Pat, this is a rapidly evolving area?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll see it coming from the whole side of technology and smart homes, how you're heating, you know, can come to your mobile phone now, you have all your apps, you can set your heating, you can set when your water comes on, what temperature that comes on at, if you want the radiator to come on in the bedroom or radiator to come on in the downstairs. Like, it's massive and it's moved on so much and it keeps moving. It's ever-changing technology. So, you know, as Chadwicks as a business has to try and keep up with that technology moving. So that's why we partner ourselves up with people who and companies that are involved in that area.
And we're going to speak to some of those today. So who have you lined up?
So look, first of all, we have our own Emma Boylan. He's a regional plumbing manager with Chadwicks. Again, a very technical minded person and, you know, full of knowledge. And he'll share some of the initiatives in the branches and what our colleagues are also doing there. Then we have Shane Smith, business development manager at EPH Controls. Again, you will know yourself from when you look at the wall, you'll see your thermostat. That's what these guys do. And then we're finally finished with Keith Scully from, he's a technical manager with Grant Engineering, who are a massive manufacturer and employer indeed in Borough County Offaly. Of boilers, oil boilers, and lots of other products that Keith will tell us about.
Great stuff. Let's get into it. Well, joining us now on the podcast, we have Emmett Boylan, and Emmett is Regional Plumbing Manager at Chadwicks. So I suppose straight off the bat, well, welcome, Emmett. Do you and Pat know each other? How well do you know each other?
Very well.
But I don't like him.
Pat's not even plumbing. Making eye contact. This
he's
is getting good.
I'm being building materials.
Right, okay.
We know each other for years. Yeah, Emmett's a super guy.
Okay, so regional plumbing manager, does that mean you're on the road a lot?
Yes, on the road. So office-based one or two days a week, but predominantly then on the road, visiting branches, talking about sales development, hiring staff, operations in the branch, got to do with heating and plumbing, everything got to do with it. So
he's a few skills in the bill of materials end and hardware. Like, we're trying to teach him every week. Coming on.
How big a part is plumbing within the Chadwicks group and the Chadwicks offering?
Well, we are the biggest in the country as a supplier of heating and plumbing. We have 36 branches nationwide. 14 of them are in the Dublin and Greater Dublin area. So what makes the difference really is my colleagues in the branches. And as I said, we have 36 branches nationwide. The colleagues that have come on board have been represented in the trade previously, so a lot of them would have been plumbers by trade or would have had experience in the building trade. So, and that means a lot for the customers that are coming into the counter. They can solve problems there and then, you know, saving time and money for the customers coming in and saving time for the retail customer coming in as well. Not only the trade, you have a lot of people coming into the counter with specific problems with their bathrooms, you know, just to get around those sort of little problems. That has worked well. And it's worked well across the branch network.
And if they don't know the answer, they know where to go to find the answer.
Sure, yeah. But these are, like, as you say, specialised teams of people.
Specialised teams of people, experts.
Who are tradespeople.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And also the training programmes that we have in the branches as well. If they don't have a particular skill set coming into the business, we've been lucky that the people that have come through the ranks have picked up on the knowledge from those other people in the business. Mm. And that's been successful as well.
Yeah, like, so most recently we would have put through over 100 people through NZEB training, which you would have heard about in one of the other podcasts we did. So that's one element, and then retrofit parts training as well. So to be fair, all the guys in plumbing and all the colleagues around the business, they know where the limitations are, but they're also trying to stretch those limitations and learn more about the business. And that's where Emma comes in fairness.
So you have the expertise on site, and then in terms of product in these specialist showrooms, what have you? Do you have everything that one would need to cater for your plumbing needs?
Absolutely. Like, look, there's probably two sides of the business. There's the showroom business, which is, you know, we have a trade part of the showroom business. So really, it's for the retail customer coming in. You know, one of the I suppose the newest examples of our showrooms is in the Bray branch. It's launching this week, and there's an extensive range of heating and plumbing sanitaryware products there for customers to come in and see. There's also an eco center there as well to talk about sustainable products. But from a supplier point of view, we deal with all the biggest ones, we deal with all the suppliers that have the trend of the products that are currently being sold, and we get guidance from them. So, like, look, a perfect example of that is the Bray branch, but across all of our branches, there's showrooms there with a fantastic range of product in them.
And sustainable products, is that a growing area that people want to be more efficient with?
It is. There's a few different sides of it. There's from a one-off house build, regulations are telling you to put in a sustainable product. So if you're going from a new build, it's got to have some sustainable product in there, whether it's a heat pump, whether it's PV on the roof. And we, of course, sell all of that. I mean, what we find in the branches is customers are coming in to us, they're doing a one-off house build. All we need is the house plans. We get them, we spec the products from the house plans for each of the homeowners. We get the price them back. We've teams of installers that deal with us on a day-to-day basis. We can recommend installers for them. So it works. We're a one-stop shop in that case, because the customer can come in, he can have a look at the products that we have available in store. We deal with all of the main manufacturers. So we can take plans, we can get pricing back, we can tell customers who's available to fit these products for them in the local area. So it all sort of makes sense.
Like, there's a number of different elements of it now when you look and see from, say, the domestic end and what's involved in domestic. So, for instance, you might want to go and look at a bathroom. Mm. You might be thinking about renovating your bathroom. You go into a Chadwicks branch now, there's a showroom in front of you who give you loads of different ideas, but that's only what's in front of you. Mm. Behind the scenes then, there's catalogues and, you know, YouTube information and online information, lots of more products that are available to you across the spectrum of suppliers that we have. Then you go on to the bigger side of it then, if you're the retrofit side, which we've mentioned again in the podcast. The retrofit market is going to explode, and it's exploding as it stands. But where Chadwicks come in then is, and as Emma has mentioned, the eco center. So you want to get your house BER certified, you'll get a list of what you need to be doing to get your house to a certain rate, whether that be A, B2 or A, whatever the case may be. We have that product there, but when you go into the eco centres, you can see the product laid out to give you an idea of, like, you're never going to fit it yourself. This is all to be done by professionals. But you get a sense of underfloor heating, insulation, external insulation, for mechanical ventilation, air tightness product. So it's all there encapsulated in one area. And that's where the plumbing guys are there and the building material guys and the girls. They'll help you then. They'll show you the products and they'll take you through that journey then from A to get you to Z.
And also, just to add to that, Pat, I mean, we've got a body of people out there in the sales reps. We've got 18 heating and plumbing sales reps. We've 60 building reps out there. They're able to call to any property to go and to look, to assess, to see what's available, see what's needed for the property, and bring back some sort of a quotation for the customer as well, and give a bit of advice on where they should be spending that money. You don't necessarily need to be going in to get it to a certain standard. You don't necessarily need to be going in to changing all of the windows, all of the doors. There are specific things that can be done to a property to just take it up that extra notch on the BER rating. So it's good to have that resource available to the customers, where we can go out, we can go to the property, we can talk to them about it.
Absolutely, and to be able to bring knowledge and information to people, particularly if they're considering retrofitting and are just looking to figure out, where do I even start?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right,
absolutely.
Okay. So for anyone listening now in that space, or might be doing a job for someone, where do you start?
It depends. Like, the start is to see where you are in terms of where is your BER rating.
Okay.
So if you're coming in with a high E or a G or an F, I bought a house 4 years ago and my BER was an F. Okay, so I needed new windows. I needed new insulation. I needed new heating controls. And that brought me to a high C. So I didn't put any renewables in. If you put renewables in on top of that build, that will get me maybe to somewhere in maybe a C1, maybe a B3, depending on the renewable that we want to put in. So that's, I suppose, the beauty of somebody visiting you, somebody with the expertise to turn around and say, well, listen, you don't need to do this, you need to do that, or you need to do an awful lot to get to where you need to get to. And again, it goes back to, I suppose, Chadwicks and our product offering and what we can supply. We can supply everything. We've got different departments in the business, the likes of Bomit, who look at the external insulation. We've got relationships with all the renewable manufacturers to provide any type of heat pump that you want to put in.
That's terrific. Not to dampen the mood, but is there any supply issues at the moment? Is there like the various things happening in the world that are affecting the construction industry? Is it affecting the plumbing department?
From a heating perspective, there's a microprocessor shortage worldwide. And with any electrical component, you have a microprocessor in there. So a lot of our heating components, whether it be pumps, whether it be gas boilers, oil boilers, heat pumps, they have them in there. So we are, not that we're on short supply, but if things don't get a little bit better, you know, there could be. The guys in the purchasing department inside in head office have done a fantastic job in stocking up. I think we've near enough doubled some of the stock holding on all of the products. So we're in good shape if we can get over the hump. But certainly, like even the car manufacturers are hearing it, that they're doing silly stuff to try and get over the hump. But that is there.
There's been disruption. There's no question that supply chain has been disrupted across the whole construction sector. What Chadwicks has done in the meantime is we have built an element of stock behind the scenes, and we're managing that to mitigate as many problems as we can. So yeah, we watch it, but it's on a daily basis. You're looking at it's different. The conflict is still going on. That's what's causing a lot of the issues.
Emmett, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast. Before you go, if people want to find out more about maybe how they would get in touch and get a dedicated plumber or heating rep to work on their building project, how would they do that?
Well, you can contact your local branch at the start. I mean, there's plenty of people there in the branch. The manager, the sales reps, the guys at the counter, absolutely happy to take any query on board. Set up an appointment in branch or outside a branch. We're here. We're available. Come on in. The doors are open.
There you go. Love it. Emmett Boylan, Regional Plumbing Manager at Chadwicks. Thanks very much. Joining us now on the podcast is Shane Smith. And Shane is the business development at EPH. When I say the business, you are the business.
I am the business, yeah. That's me.
And to remind us, you can't see listening at home, but Shane is wearing his own branded EPH shirt as well, which I think Pat deserves bonus points for most professional dress guests we've had on the podcast.
Brilliant. Are you looking for one of them as well?
Shane. Yeah, what size? I'll get it in the post.
Pat seems to think that everyone we talk to on this podcast that I, in some way, shape or form, want something from them. I don't, other than information about your company, EPH Controls. For those who don't know what your product is, would you tell us, please, Shane?
Yeah, we're an Irish-based company. We've been operating for just 25 years. Actually, this year we're celebrating 25 years. We've just hit the 40 employee mark, which is great news for us. It's very family run business, really good family feel. When you go into the office, everybody, it feels like you're one of them straight away. I'm there 3 years now and I feels like I've been there a lifetime, which is good. We basically, as a controls company, we're probably the market leader in Ireland at the minute. You'll have probably seen the logo somewhere, or you'll have seen one of our stats or one of our clocks or one of our motor valves in a house or a hot press or wherever you go looking around a house. We'll be there with the EPH logo on it, like the one on my shirt.
So the product essentially is technology meets heating in the home.
Yeah, so basically what we try to do is, obviously there's something that brings the heat into the house. We like to control it in the best way possible for the end user. So we might make it easy for the end user to use and also easy for the installer to use. Just making it easy, reliable, functional, everything that you want out of controls. You don't want hassle. You just want your house to be warm, your hot water to be warm when you need it. And that's what we do.
And the evolution, Shane, of the EPH controls from when it started, you see the old stat on the wall.
Yeah.
The twisty. Where's it come and how's it come so fast?
You're going from, like, we still do, like, obviously there's a demographic in Ireland of people with different levels of ability when it comes to technology. So we still do your standard clock where you turn it to a temperature, you hit a button, the heating comes on, your house gets warm. We also do, from there, we do to where you can have it on your phone. You press a button on your phone, you can change the temperature, change the time, you can boost it, you can turn it to holiday mode. There's loads of functions. So the evolution, it's massive, but it's ever-changing. Every day it's changing. Like, we've new underfloor controls coming out now to go with the market that's out there now, which is the heat pumps and all the new technology.
Right. So in terms of heating one's home, is it a basic setup one needs, or like how advanced can you get with all the various technologies that you can supply?
You can be very basic. You can be very basic. We do one where you literally press a button on a clock that or a stat that you can carry around the house. And when you want heat, you press a button. When you don't want heat, you turn, press the button again, it goes off. And we're finding people of a certain age, that's brilliant for them because they don't want to know how to put in Monday to Friday. I want it to come on at this time, I want it to come on that time, on, off, on, off. And some people do want that. So we can cater for the very, very basic to like an app control where you'll basically put in your times and temperature, or you can boost it for an hour, boost it for 2 hours, boost it for 3 hours. If you're away all day, you forgot to put on your heating or your hot water, you can do it all from your phone in several different ways.
And this all fits into the whole sustainability piece around us, because you've obviously gone, you just mentioned there, if you're not at home and the heating's on all day, or you are at home and you want to switch it on and off. So give us a bit about your sustainability piece and where EPH is in there.
Yeah, well, it's a main function, I suppose. Controls is, if you go on to any sort of the SEI or wherever you go on grant, looking for grants, controls is one of the major things. Like, you know, we're trying to encourage people to, by upgrading your controls, you're going to reduce your running costs, you're going to reduce your carbon footprint. You know, it's helping everything from the environment side, from your own side, from your pocket side, really, because that's obviously everybody knows at the minute, you know, what's happening in the back pocket is really, really important. So yeah, like it's, as a company, that's what we want to try and do. We're really consumer and installer led. That's where we get our ideas from, where we change our products, where we upgrade our products. It's basically down to the consumer.
And in relation to retrofit, then, I'm sitting at home now, I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, right, what can I do if my house is 10 years old or 15 years old and I have the old systems? Is it easy to switch to the new system?
It is very easy to switch, yeah. Like a lot of the, so just we'll start from sort of the motorized valve, the little, you might have a yellow box or three yellow boxes up in your hot press. We do a system where we have a detachable cable, so we can actually upgrade your motorized valves there and then in the hot press, make it very, very easy for the homeowner. From there then, we're looking at changing your time clock. If you already have an EPH clock in the last 10 to 15 years, it's a very straight swap. If not, it's no big deal. It's just basically getting a good electrician, get it wired up properly. And then from there, if you want to go app-enabled, the stats that you put around your house to control it are actually wireless. So there's no wiring in that. You can put batteries in it. We supply the batteries already in it. You connect it through your Wi-Fi and it's on your phone. Within minutes. It really is a very quick setup. Once the electrician does the hard wiring part, it's very, very easy to get it set up.
And the app is simple in display and in use?
Yeah, it's very, as again, we've upgraded it recently because we really listen to the consumer and listen to the installer. And easy is key, you know, when it comes to technology. All you want to do when you want your heating is, you want heat and you want it now. And you want it at the push of a button, basically. And yeah, it's there.
Is this a growing market for you? I mean, everyone's so technology aware and tech savvy, and particularly now when it comes to the idea of smart homes and devices to turn on and off your lights with the blink of an eye, etc. Is it a growing area?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a growing area. Like, just checked this morning before we came on here, and we're up to just over 25,000 people have installed an Ember in their house. So whether it be the standard program system or we have a new system that's programmable room stats, which is slightly different, there's nearly 26,000 people online using the app, which is massive for us. You know, it really shows that people are getting in tune with it. They really want it. And yeah, it's a growing market. It's, you know, the fact that we give a 5-year warranty with it as well gives people a bit of peace of mind. We've a great team down in the office, tech support, that can check if you have an issue with you can't get online. Our guys can check in the background. They can help you switch from one broadband provider to another. Like, we try to make it as easy as possible.
And in relation to then the whole grant, you mentioned the grant position. What are grants? What grants are available to people?
Upgrading your controls, you're looking at €700. You know, and in the grand scheme of things, to if you were to get it priced, you know, you're saving. It's a massive saving, €700 back. And there's other ways of saving money as well, with carbon credits and stuff like that. And like that, if you go the app-based system, there's carbon credits available for that. So there's more savings. You know, I did it myself recently when I joined EPH, and I was able to claim back nearly €1,100.
Wow.
Just by upgrading my controls. Yeah, it's massive.
And then do you find, as a customer of your own business, do you find you're saving money on your heating because you're using it more efficiently?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, because you've more, it's easy to have a look on your phone and see, oh, my house at temperature, I don't need it coming on. I don't need anything coming on. I have enough hot water. There's nobody in the house. Turn it off. Or if you forget to do anything like that before you go away and holidays, you can hit the holiday button. Turn it off. You're saving money when you're not there. Yeah, absolutely.
I have three teenage daughters. Could you turn one of them off?
That's a different app.
I think I'm using more water than the football team, but yeah.
There's ways around that. Like, obviously, with water, it's a different animal. You know, like, you really need to be kind of setting your temperature at a certain time and just leave it alone, as opposed to on, off. That's when you're using more fuel. Like, by using 0 to 15 degrees, that's the hardest. You know, that's when any heat source that you have is working hardest. If you can keep the temperature up, the less it has to do.
And maintain it, yeah. So I think it's the hose out the back garden.
Just watch as they come
power,
in the
door. The power hose is more like it. Just in relation to you mentioned, where can people, and it's not about, where can people learn more about the controls as opposed to EPH, but learning more about control and controlling your heating, is there...
There's loads of YouTube channels out there. Yeah. I know I'm obviously going to push the EPH. We have YouTube videos. We have a great website. We do a lot of stuff, more and more stuff now on social media. It's the easiest platform to get things across. But we have a really good YouTube channel. Any of the demonstrations on how to set anything up, what you're going to get out of it, app stuff, how to change stuff. It's really, really easy. I suppose that's the easiest way to get across.
So is it a plumber or is it an electrician?
You're actually between the both, really, because some side of the business, the motorized valves, is on the water side. And then obviously the controls is the electric side. If you're going to just upgrade your actual controls and not your motorized valves, an electrician. And straightforward enough.
You're doing commercial projects, obviously there's domestic and retrofit. Where does commercial...
We do, yeah. Lies? Commercial is there as an arm of ours. We do get asked a lot more and more. We're getting a name now more so for commercial. You get yourself out there, I suppose, more. You do get a name for yourself. But we do anything, you know, large scale, commercial, industrial, we can do it all.
And the product's guaranteed by yourselves?
It's guaranteed by us. It's 5 years. Yeah, like it's a no quibble. Like it speaks for itself. Anybody that has the product in their house or anybody's listening here, they'll know. You know, EPH are renowned for good reliability and good backup service. That's what we built the brand on.
Are you the market leader in Ireland?
We would be, yeah. Yeah, I'd be fairly sure of that. I wouldn't even have to check the stats. But yeah, like a lot of places where you go now, you'll see the EPH. You know, you go into any Chadwicks branches, EPH is prominent in all the Chadwicks branches. That's nationwide, and I cover the majority of the country, and it's very good to see.
And as technology advances at such a rapid pace, do you see your own product evolving anymore, or is it a case that, you know, it's good enough as it is, or do you need to keep innovating?
Look, it's good for now, but like anything, you can't stand still. And I know I don't really want to talk about what happened over the last 2 years because everybody's sick of that word, but the first time that we actually went into lockdown, we use it as an opportunity to look at future products and future, and we've just launched Underfloor range, and like that, it's not something that was in our repertoire before, but you know, you have to keep moving with the times. And I can safely say we're moving with it. And there will be new products to come out. There's different types of an Ember app coming out as well. So yeah, look, watch this space.
And possibly interesting isn't the correct word, but with the cost of living crisis, the fuel crisis, winter coming in a few months' time, it may be interesting for customers of EPH who have that more control over how they heat and when they heat their house, and you know, to be aware of the cost of things now that they are dearer.
Yeah.
That maybe with more control that you perhaps have with EPH, you can keep a better handle on what you're spending on fuel.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And even little things like a lot of people's homes, when you look at them, and some people say, "Look, I want to upgrade my controls. What can I do?" And simple little things like adding an extra zone. Like a lot of people would have their upstairs and downstairs on one zone. So when you're looking to heat the living area, if you're at nighttime, the bedrooms are being heated as well at the same time. So you can split that so that your bedrooms are at a different temperature to your living area. You know, like a living area, you're talking 20, 21 degrees. Bedrooms, you only need 15 to 18 degrees. So like we're heating a full house when we don't need to be heating a full house. So little small things like that. I know it sounds like small, but like one zone can make all the difference to a property.
Okay, that's very interesting. Right, where can people find out more about EPH Controls?
On our website, ephcontrols.com, any of this Instagram, Facebook, and our YouTube channel, you'll get us all there. We do a little bit on LinkedIn as well. So yeah, you'll get us there. I have my own Facebook page. It's Shane Smith EPH. Any questions or any queries, just get onto that and we'll look after you.
Great stuff. Shane Smith from EPH Controls, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks a million. Thanks for having me.
Building, roofing, plumbing, paving, painting, fencing, drilling or decking. Whatever the job, big or small, your local Chadwicks has everything you need. From power tools and plant hire to doors and floors, bathrooms, gardening equipment and more. Choose from a massive range, get expert advice and next day delivery. We have 40 branches around Ireland. See chadwicks.ie. Chadwicks. Let's get it done, 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 done. Terms and conditions apply. Joining Pat and myself on the podcast now is Keith Scully. Keith is training manager for 15 years with Grant Engineering and Grant, of course, supply to Chadwicks. Keith, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having us here, guys.
I guess to start, will you just give us a sense of the scale of Grant and the company, just how big you are?
Yeah, Grant Engineering was established in 1978 by Stephen Grant down in Boran County, Offaly. He started making back boilers at night time in the shed and then installing them the following day. So he's went from that to over 3.5 acres of a manufacturing plant that's going 24 hours a day, 6 days a week, employing over 400 people in Boran alone, about another 100 then worldwide. So we'd be the largest boiler manufacturer in Ireland and the UK and on the Isle side of things. But aside of that, we also have outlets in the UK and in France. They make nothing over there. Everything, well, apart from trouble, everything else. Everything apart from that, though, we also supply all across the world. We have stuff going to New Zealand only yesterday. So it's not just Ireland and the UK. The products initially obviously would have been a back boiler. Back in the 70s, I suppose that was where it began. From there, Stephen then started designing oil boilers. And from there, he evolved on to the Vortex boiler, which the likes of the Chadwicks Group would sell a colossal amount of, thankfully, every year. Keeps my salary paid. But as is the ethos of the company, he just wants to keep things evolving. So he designed the world's first condensing wood pellet boiler. We've done solar panels, we do underfloor heating, and now we do heat pumps. But one of the other things we've done recently is evolving our current products. So the likes of our oil boilers now are using something called HVO, or biofuel, which I'll come to later on. So it's a constantly evolving industry, I suppose. The quality side of things is one thing that really everybody wants to see. Some guy goes into Chadwicks and he wants to get a product, he wants to make sure that it's good. And the ethos from the company, driven from the top, was Stephen Grant. He puts a good boiler with good steel and a good burner onto the market. And with all due respect, once somebody buys a boiler, they don't want to see us again for another 15 or 20 years. And that's where the nature of the business has grown.
And I suppose from the customer point of view, the most common thing when they go in is they want it to be cost effective.
Correct. Yeah. There's an expression that flows around Grant for a while. Everybody wants to be green, but nobody wants to pay for it. So that's what people want. They want something that's good, reliable and efficient.
Now, let's get to the HVO, which is otherwise known as
hydro-treated vegetable oil. Yes, it sounds medicinal, potentially. But this is something that's going to revolutionise, in our opinion, the heating industry for off-gas heating. So I suppose if you're in the cities, you have your gas boilers and that's fine. But once you drift out into the country, I suppose everything is oil-fired. And this is going to allow every oil-fired system. There's 1.2 million oil boilers in Ireland, north and south alone.
Wow.
So if all of those can be converted, and very easily for the cost of a boiler service and an oil filter, you're on HVO. It's a natural organic substance. At the moment, it's made from recycled vegetable oil, but it's going to start happening this year where you're going to actually have a manufacturer in Ireland making rapeseed oil into HVO. So Ireland can be a world leader in this market. We feed 36 million people worldwide with the amount of food that we grow in Ireland. So the ethical question of using agricultural land for growing fuel is valid. But I suppose maybe we feed 30 million people. The farmers can grow the crops. The manufacturers can manufacture the fuel. We'll keep making the boilers. Chadwicks can keep selling the boilers. The plumbers can keep fitting them. And the householder has...
That's it. Job done.
So
The HVO, is it in operation in any other country, or will we be the first?
No, it's interestingly, actually, Stephen Grant came across this first of all in Helsinki, of all places, about 10 years ago, where they've driven all their buses on this. So there's a massive company over there who have a, well, they're based in Finland, but they have a massive operation in Rotterdam. And they've also, like, they've guaranteed the Irish and UK government's price and supply for 10 years if they go ahead from it. So off the back of that, this is where the Irish manufacturers are kind of going to get into the production of this sort of stuff, because it is something that, I said, it's indigenous, and we can fuel our basically anything that's oil boiler fired, or even like a diesel engine.
So do you foresee that this will be a common thing in the future, that to perhaps replace oil fired?
Certainly, yes. So the technology will be the same, Aidan.
Yeah.
And the process of this changeover, one of the things we do down in Grant and Burr is we've a brand new state-of-the-art training centre, and we get installers. We'd have about 15, 16, 1700 guys a year going through Grant Engineering on the training side, not just plumbers, but we've something like Pat, we were saying, we've had a lot of the Chadwick's trade staff down over the last 12 months on training on boilers, on heat pumps. So if a plumber or if Joe Public goes into the counter, that, you know what I mean, they're going to get the correct information from over the counter. But this is going to be as common as milk, I would say, within 18 to 24 months.
That soon?
Yeah.
Revolutionary. And that's potentially very exciting for...
No, it's very looking spreadive. I mean, Grant are a fantastic company, and Chadwicks are delighted to be involved. And we both, I suppose, being an Irish-based company, so we get on very well. And the guys are constantly coming to the market with new innovations. And it's great from a Chadwicks perspective to be that one of those companies that come to the market with those innovations. But, you know, Keith's spot on, the training piece behind it. That's the real, right, you know... That's the winner here. The guys know exactly what they're doing. They know what they're making, obviously. They know where the faults are. They know how to rectify those faults. When you're a merchant and you have that confidence in a product, you sell it all day. So there's no issues. It makes it more comfortable for the colleagues in the branches. When they see someone wants a Grant boiler, there's your Grant boiler. And as Keith said, they don't want to see any problems. So once you hand that out over the counter, you know the guaranteed Irish piece is there, but also the technical advice and the product quality behind that is immense.
Mm. The backup, I suppose, is a big thing there. That if a guy has a question, if a guy has a query, that obviously can go into the guys in Chadwicks, or they can ring us directly, I suppose. And I would see, even from our technical department side, a lot of our phone calls are 30 seconds. Pat, what size connection goes off this? What size circulating pump? What size of flue? There's your answer. Off they go in and order it, and it's done and dusted. So your after sales is vitally important. Yes, go have a good product, but then back it up with all the little silly little questions,
sure,
that turn up after.
You know the way the market now is moving, we discussed again on several podcasts in relation to the retrofit and what's happening on the retrofit side, and 500,000 houses need to be done government initiatives. Where do you, Keith and Grant, where do they see the market moving from, apart from the HVO piece, because that's coming, but what else is happening within the sector?
Yeah, I suppose, Pat, like, one of the things that we're all aware of is pretty much every new house, the current regulations now, it's been heated with a heat pump of some type or source. And obviously we sell a lot of heat pumps, again, through the Chadwicks Group. But there's two distinct markets. So one is going to be on new builds. So new build houses, as your previous guest would have mentioned, just get the plans in. You'll get the calculations back and it'll specify the size of the heat pump that you need. And then obviously your preference of whether you want radiators or underfloor heating or steel rads and all that, that's the next part of it. When it's in, when it's installed, then we'll go and we'll commission it just to make sure it's correct. That's the existing house. The new houses are, well, a doddle. Retrofitting is a different kettle of fish. As you were saying, yeah, the 500,000, 600,000 houses that the government achieved to have retrofitted with heat pumps by 2030, well, at the moment, they're as far out as a lighthouse. There's an awful lot of work that has to be done to get it.
I think, look, this way, people need to remember, the heat pump sounds like a fantastic product.
Yes.
Mm. And it is a fantastic product if it's installed correctly. But behind that insulation is the whole airtight
display. That is one of the key things, yeah.
Tell them one of the big problems.
Yeah, we get a lot of phone calls on this into our technical department. No different than the guys on the counter in Chadwick's branches. And they'll just wander in and they'll say, look, I want to take out my boiler, oil or gas, and stick a heat pump in. It's not as simple as that. There's two sorts of retrofit out there. There's a deep retrofit where you pretty much end up with four walls and a roof, and everything else has gone: walls, floors, doors, ceilings. And kind of to come back onto your point, what makes the heat pump efficient isn't necessarily just the heat pump, It's the building. Mm. It's not the amount of insulation. If you take a house, Pat, from 20 years ago, on average, that could have been maybe 100 watts per square metre of a heating requirement. A new house today, to current standards, is 35 watts per square metre. So that's literally 65% of an increase in quality of insulation and air tightness. The existing houses, as I said, that's a different option. Yes, retrofitting heat pumps is something we do, especially with a lot of the councils recently. There are large grants available from SEAI, which I've covered with other guests here. And that is good. That, you know, I mean, it is an option. But in some cases, when people actually sit down and do up their sums, they realise the actual outlay involved in this is going to be quite large, as well as the disruption of it. It's very hard to kind of be in the house, Aidan, when all this guy is going on, he's pumping the walls, he's doing the attic, he's doing the doors, the windows, he's blocking up the fireplace, he's changing the radiators, he's changing his hot water cylinder, the plumber's in, the sparks is in, and then the bill comes in. So, you know, it's the comfort you have from a heat pump is excellent. But that's why we would foresee the likes of existing houses for the price of a boiler service and an oil filter being retrofitted with HVO. That's a bit of a no-brainer.
And that will be the case. You can retrofit the boiler for when we're all pumping this vegetable oil.
Every boiler, Aidan, we've manufactured for the last 10 years is biofuel compatible. So that is there. Like, there was a couple of amazing statistics. The problem with HVO at the moment is the price. There's two carbon levies there, which makes it about 10% more expensive than kerosene. But that is in the process of being removed.
Okay.
But the green side of it, all right, in that the emissions from HVO are 90% less than kerosene. It's 88% less than natural gas. And it's 86% less than your standard mains electricity. So, you know what I mean? For the house out the country. Mm. And there's, actually, don't get me wrong, there's actually, we sell a huge amount of boilers through Chadwicks in the large built-up areas like Dublin and in Cork and all the cities. So, but look, it's another option. Again, it's an indication of the amount of innovation that goes on. We just don't make a good boiler and send it off to Pat and the boys sell it. What can we do to make it better?
Sure. And then how much of your own innovation is driven by regulation?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose, no different than anything. Everybody's driven by what the rules and regulations say. So a new build house will have a heat pump. Potentially down the line, something that we can see happening is the property tax will be linked to your BER. So in other words, the better your BER, the less property tax you pay. Now that sounds like a lot of carrot, but it's kind of stick as well. Mm. But you know, it's a method of getting where we have to go to. 2030 is a very looming date that if we don't hit these targets which we've signed up for, I'm afraid the consequences are going to be financially massive. So it's what's coming for us.
Right. It's an exciting time, though, nonetheless, and it would appear things potentially could change dramatically in the next few years. And final question on the HVO, which is very interesting, Keith. Not necessarily my question, but the idea of it as a biofuel. Will my house stink of vegetable oil?
No, I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed. Your house won't smell like a chipper's egg, and it's going to be odourless and efficiently heated.
Right, okay. That's good to know. I'm slightly disappointed because I do like the smell of a good chipper. Great stuff, Keith. Well, where can people find out more about Grant Engineering and what you offer?
Thank you, Aidan. Well, you can check our website. It's www.grant.eu, and we also have a Facebook profile as well as on YouTube, so you can check us out at any time and see what's coming and what's new.
Of course, and you'll find your products in Chadwicks as well.
Absolutely.
Yes. Keith Scully, Technical Manager at Grant Engineering, thanks for joining us.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Well, thanks to all our guests for joining us on the podcast this week, to Shane Smith, Emmett Boylan, and indeed Keith Scully, for bringing us up to speed on some amazing technologies in heating. We will be back for one final time, the final episode of this season, next week, and we will be chatting to people who are involved in a great television show. And I say that from the point of view of a fan of the show. And I know, Pat, Chadwicks are heavily involved with DIY SOS, which really, and not to sound cheesy, it does change people's lives, not just the family that they're necessarily helping or renovating a house for.
No, it's as I said to you earlier, it's far wider than that and reaches a lot more people than just the families. It changes the way the branch even, you know, operates in the couple of weeks that we're involved with the project. So yeah, it's huge. It's fantastic for us to be involved in it.
Well, we will meet the main man of the show. Baz Ashmawi will join us on the podcast next week. And indeed, we will chat to some of the Chadwicks branch managers who have been involved in that wonderful series as well. So until then, from Pat Moore and myself, Aidan Power, thanks for listening to Under Construction with Chadwicks. The Under Construction podcast is produced by the Podcast Studios for Chadwicks, Ireland's leading building merchants company, where you can choose from the best products and expert advice to get the job done. Drop into any of your local Chadwicks stores nationwide or visit us online at chadwicks.ie.